Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's beat the waiver wire next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier. We're going to talk about some players you might want to stash ahead of Week 10. We're talking about speculative ads, and at this point in the season, I think having the handcuff guys starts to get much more valuable when you're talking about, you know, late in the season, you want the best starting lineup you possibly can get, and having a handcuff can help you there because, look, if something happens to, say, Austin Eckler, even if you don't have Austin Eckler on your team, going out and stashing someone like Isaiah Spiller could really benefit your roster because it could put you in a situation where you've got a starting running back if anything happens to Austin Eckler. So Isaiah Spiller, someone I definitely want to be stashing. It looks like he leapfrogged Sony Michel in the RB hierarchy last week. He only played about 20% of the snaps, but he got 7 carries. Sony Michel, I think, only had 1 carry. He had a drop that I think, you know, cost him some playing time. So Isaiah Spiller, a rookie running back that we liked a lot coming into the season as that potential alternative to Austin Eckler, looks like he might get that chance. Again, if anything happens to Austin Eckler, hopefully nothing does, but it's football, injuries happen, and you want to be able to take advantage of it when you can. So, Dan, why don't you give us some other stashes for to beat the waiver wire for Week 10?
The highest upside stash by far to me is someone you brought up, Chris, before the show, and we were just chatting it up. And it's Treylon Burks, the rookie wide receiver for the Titans. Loved his draft profile coming in. He was actually my wide receiver 2 in the class. Explosive athlete, better after the catch, better than tested speed. And the Titans have said they're really excited about getting him back. They need someone to step up as that number one in that offense. So he's coming off of IR. He may still be not rostered in your league. Pick him up, scoop him up, even if he doesn't play much this week or, you know, doesn't make an impact immediately. He's still someone we like down the line a lot. So I'll start by saying Treylon Burks.
Yeah, also only 26% rostered for Treylon Burks. So, yeah, that's a good call.
So that's definitely somebody to put at the top of your list. I want to throw in Cade Otton. I like Cade Otton's draft profile coming up. I think he's a good mover without the football, has good agility, and has started to show that last week. I know they have a bye week after this one, the Bucks, but this is a good matchup against the Seahawks for him. So he's someone I would consider scooping, starting if you need tight end help, and then moving on. And one more team I want to throw out there right now is the Raiders defense. I know it's surprising, but let me get up the next two Raiders matchups for you, and that might ease your mind at why we're playing the matchups, looking for defense with good matchups. Indy this week, as good as it gets, and then Denver right after that. So two really strong matchups for the Raiders. So I like them as one's at home. So I like them as just an defensive special teams add speculative.
Yeah, a couple I'll throw out there. Otherwise, this is probably a super flex or 2 QB league, but I think you probably want to make sure Desmond Ridder is not rostered in your 2 QB and super flex leagues. Marcus Mariota, just he hasn't getting the job done. I know that there's like, well, they're still competitive. They're still in the NFC South hunt, but like they're 4-6. This is not a good team. We saw last night in Thursday Night Football. We're recording this on Friday, by the way. We saw on Thursday Night Football, Marcus Mariota just is not good enough to get the job done. I don't know if they're going to, you know, immediately go to Desmond Ridder, but they have the mini bye week coming up. It's possible that Desmond Ridder gets a chance and, you know, he's got some weapons. I mean, Drake London and Kyle Pitts, there aren't a ton of teams with more talented top two receivers. So, you know, I think it's a situation where, yes, Atlanta's probably going to continue to be run heavy, but maybe Desmond Ridder gets in there, shows some signs, and can be a useful QB2 down the stretch. I know we desperately need good quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota has not been one. So that's one. And then I don't know if this is just a beat the waiver wire stash for Week 10. This might just be a guy to start in Week 10, and that's Donovan Peoples-Jones for the Browns. He's got a great matchup against the Dolphins. They've been in a lot of shootouts. They've allowed over 30 points to the Bears and the Lions in the past 2 weeks. Donovan Peoples-Jones has been actually really productive this season. He's been very efficient. I liked him as a sleeper coming into the season. And, you know, it could be just a Week 10 thing, but it also could be potentially a situation where Donovan Peoples-Jones has some long-term upside because Deshaun Watson is coming back in week 13. He should be a quarterback upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. We've seen him sustain multiple fantasy relevant wide receivers before. This could be very similar to what we saw in Houston with Amari Cooper playing more of a DeAndre Hopkins role. And maybe Donovan Peoples-Jones can be kind of a Will Fuller for Deshaun Watson. So that's a situation where, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones, I'm actually really surprised he's only 43% rostered heading into week 10. I thought that would be higher with the matchup against the Dolphins. Take advantage. If you need a wide receiver streamer this week, he's someone to add and potentially start this week with upside long term. So, Dan, you got anybody else for us, or are we going to close it out?
We'll close it out with those. I think it's a strong group.
All right. That's going to do it for FFT and Five. We'll see you on Sunday morning to talk about the latest on injuries and everything you need to know to set your lineups. We'll see you then.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.